Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to the Brain Injury Radio Network, with shows 7 nights a week. You can find the network at braininjuryradio.com or look up Brain Injury Radio Network on Facebook.
Welcome to Another Fork in the Road with your host, Donna O'Donnell-Figurski.
And welcome to the Brain Injury Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. My name is Donna O'Donnell-Figurski, and I'm your host on my show, Another Fork in the Road. My show airs on the first and third Sundays of every month at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Another Fork in the Road is for anyone with a brain injury, anyone who is caring for a brain-injured person, or anyone with any interest in learning more about brain injury. Brain injury is not discriminating. It can happen to anyone, anytime, and anywhere. The Brain Trauma Foundation states that there are more than 53 million people in the United States with some form of brain injury. That's a huge number. But most folks don't even know about brain injury. I know I never did, not until it came to live on my doorstep. On Another Fork in the Road, I try to raise awareness of brain injury and to help folks to understand what survivors and caregivers experience. Sounds like we've got somebody in the background there making all kinds of funny, funny noises. Perhaps that'll settle down. I don't know what that is. Technical difficulties on the show tonight. But technically what I do is I interview brain injury survivors and caregivers, and I delve into their journeys to see how they traverse their world of brain injury. I interview therapists and other medical professionals and to gain insight into what they offer survivors, and I host a panel discussion each first Sunday of the month to examine pertinent topics related to brain injury, such as depression, fatigue, anger management, and that's just naming a few folks. In the beginning of my journey as a host of the Brain Injury Radio Network, I shared my husband David's and my journey through the brain injury maze. So if you missed any of my shows, you can always check out my blog on survivingtraumaticbraininjury.com. And click on the air show menu. It's a tab under the category section on the right sidebar. And that's really easy. And you'll find, I keep forgetting what the number is, but there are lots and lots and lots of shows there. So just check out the title and see what you want to listen to. So I hope tonight that you're going to find my show fun and informative. And I hope that you'll visit the shows of the other hosts on Brain Injury Radio Network, too, because there are shows every single night from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. On the weekends, as you noticed today, we start at 5:30 p.m. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will be hosting shows from 5:30 all the way up to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. So I hope that you're going to sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And I want to just give a shout-out to everybody out there who is watching the Super Bowl. Obviously, you can't be watching the Super Bowl and listening to me, too, and I think I've got some pretty tough competition. Or maybe I should say the Super Bowl has some tough competition tonight for those of you who are listening in on me with me. Anyhow, we're going to have fun, but despite that. Now, the other thing I have to shout out is I have to say happy birthday to Bob Millsap, who is celebrating his, I don't know what number birthday today. And so he was doubly not able to be a panelist today because he said he had his birthday to celebrate. And, of course, he's watching the Super Bowl with his family. I can't understand why, but, you know, we'll give him a bye on that one today. Another thing I want to shout out to you is one of my very, very close friends' daughter is the producer of the halftime show for the Super Bowl. So please, if you're not listening to me or you're going to listen to me later or whatever, enjoy the halftime show. Or maybe you can watch the halftime show later. Anyhow, whatever.
It's over.
So good luck,
by the way.
Amanda. The halftime show is over? Okay, yeah, how was it? Was it good?
I don't know. I had it on mute because we were talking.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't see because we don't have a television anyway. But I just want to shout out to Amanda. Good, you know, I'm sure she did a wonderful job. She's been doing it for years. And anyhow, so we're going to move on with our show, which is called Gratitude and Attitude, and it's after brain injury. So obviously we're talking about brain injury and how we deal with our gratitude. And what about our attitude after brain injury too? So I'm just thinking, when you think back on your life, and how many times have you taken things for granted? If you are like me, and about probably 99.9% of the population, probably a lot of times, I bet. Life is busy, and we all know that. And many times, no, probably most times, it's frenetic for most of us. Our jobs, caring for our families, spouses, children, elderly parents, doing your daily errands, taking care of your bills, the list goes on and on and on and can get in the way of stopping to be thankful for the good things that we have in life. So I think that's really important to focus on that sometimes. Just take a moment, stop, think. But I not only oversee my life and make sure things around me are running smoothly. Did I say smoothly? Laugh. That was a joke.
Yep.
When do things ever run smoothly? I mean, hardly do they ever run smoothly for anyone. But throw in a brain injury into the mix, and no, it's not going to be running smoothly. I feel like I'm always up against some kind of a deadline or some kind of a pressure. And, you know, aren't we all? You know, most of us are. But as a caregiver for my husband, David, who had a traumatic brain injury in 2005 and who had 3 brain surgeries in less than 2 weeks and wasn't expected or supposed to survive any of them, life became a little more busy than I'd been used to. I mean, it was busy before, no question. It's a little bit more busy now, and because of, you know, the things that I add to it, and because I also am, you know, taking over some of David's chores. But busy as life is, David and I often stop to reflect on where our lives have taken us. We often reflect on how things could be worse. Yeah, they could have been a whole lot worse. You know, they're not great after his brain injury. After all, David's brain injury stripped him of many of his physical abilities. He has difficulty walking, talking, eating and swallowing, using his right hand, and he has issues with bladder regulation, and that's enough to send anybody down a path of despair. And, you know, if I had, you know, we take even that for granted. And I just want to make comment on, right now I'm in the midst of working on my audiobook for my for Prisoners Without Bars, also the audio version of it. Prisoners Without Bars, A Caregiver's Tale, published by Write Life in November 18. And David is doing the afterword. We decided that, you know, he wrote the afterword, so I wanted him to read the afterword. Well, for those of you who met David, I know Deb's been at my house, and so she knows David personally. And for those of you who have heard David on the radio, you know that his voice is kind of raspy and kind of distorted. And talking for David is really difficult. It's very, you know, it's hard. He has to really think about which words he's going to say. He's got to pronounce them. And so it's a conscious thought. Usually words just fall out of my mouth, and I'm not usually thinking about what's coming out. It just happens. But for David, he has to actually think about it. So as he was recording, and we've been doing it late at night when it's quiet around here, and he can only do like two pages, front and back, one page front and back, and it's hard. I can see him really struggling. And when we finish that two pages, 8 minutes worth, he's exhausted, you know. So that's the kind of thing that we don't realize and we don't think about. And those are the kinds of things that we take for granted, but we have to stop and think about them, because that, you know, those are the kinds of things that, you know, you just have to be grateful that he can talk even that much. But, you know, we don't even think about it when we're just normally talking, and just it's just part of our daily life. But